Chapter 2. 1. Susanna Mitchell was late again picking up her daughter from the kiddie care. There aren't enough hours in the day. This is what she'd say to her sister whenever they both managed to carve out an hour of time for each other, on the phone or over thin, greasy cheeseburgers at the K-Grill. A cliché, but Susanna hadn't happened upon a truer way of putting it. It was 5:15. Stuck at her third red light in a row, she slapped the steering wheel of her car a few times with the meaty heel of her palm, then backhanded tears from her eyes with a mascara-stained knuckle. "Damn it," she whispered. Then, because there was no one around to hear her, "Fuck." Hound's Liquors was up ahead, just before the turn to the daycare and her daughter, and Susanna popped her turn signal to the right. She was already late. In for a penny, in for a pound. It was Friday, and normally her husband, Dale, would give the marching band the night off from practice, or they'd be playing the halftime show at the football game. But tomorrow was state quarterfinals, and Susanna knew from experience that he'd be working them to exhaustion, letting them out no earlier than 9 or 10 o'clock tonight, when the first parents started making threatening noises to pull their children off the field by force. She and Abby would be alone this evening, and Abby would probably be tired. It had been unusually warm for late October, in the mid-60s, and she would have been out on the playground most of the day. So maybe Susanna could have some wine and a slow bath and a good cry without worrying about answering to anybody.